Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
D60, Shashtyamsha principles, Adishitala, very cold. Adishitala, meaning very cold, symbolizes the soul's encounter with deep emotional detachment, supreme composure, and the mastery of inner stillness. In the D60 chart, Adishitala highlights a karmic refinement wherein the individual is shaped not by the fires of passion, by the steady, unshakable coolness of mind and heart. This influence suggests a life path where maintaining calm under chaos, neutrality amidst emotional storms, and clarity beyond attachments becomes a spiritual necessity, often tested through trials that would otherwise inflame or destabilize ordinary temperaments. The nature of Adishitala imparts qualities of extreme poise, emotional resilience, and a profound internal quietude. Individuals touched by this influence move through life like moonlight across water, calm, unhurried, untroubled by transient disturbances. Their emotional reactions are tempered, deliberate, and measured, reflecting a consciousness that has learned, perhaps through many lifetimes, that emotional overreaction only feeds chaos. Their presence offers solace to others, not through overt nurturing, but through sheer stability. Talent-wise, Adishitala natives excel in fields requiring precision, patience, and nerves of steel. They are naturally suited to careers in emergency response, surgery, aviation control, diplomacy, scientific research, or high-stakes negotiation, where unflappability is paramount. They also thrive in meditative, contemplative vocations, such as spiritual teaching, counseling for trauma survivors, or crisis intervention, providing a quiet anchor amidst emotional tempests. Their unique gift lies in their ability to lower the emotional temperature of any situation, bringing rationality and balance where hysteria or impulsivity might otherwise reign. Professionally, those influenced by Adishitala often ascend to roles where their detached perspective becomes invaluable. They are capable of handling delicate operations, navigating intricate crises, or mediating high-conflict scenarios without succumbing to pressure. Their soul's work is not simply to avoid emotional entanglements, but to model a higher form of compassion, one that comforts not through shared suffering, but through creating a space of peace, order, and calm resilience for others to find their own healing. Challenges for Adishitala natives include the danger of becoming excessively aloof, emotionally inaccessible, or indifferent. Their coolness, if left unchecked, can be mistaken for apathy, leading to difficulties in intimate relationships where warmth and vulnerability are essential. They must learn that true composure is not the absence of feeling, but the conscious mastery of it, a state that permits tenderness to coexist with tranquility and love to flourish within discipline. The archetypal resonance of Adishitala aligns with the stoic sage, the detached healer, and the calm rescuer. Mythologically, it reflects figures such as the Buddha beneath the Bodhi tree, unshaken by the assaults of illusion, or the goddess Shitala herself, who soothes fevered suffering with her cooling touch. Psychologically, Adishitala represents the soul's transcendence of reactive emotion, cultivating a centeredness so profound that it becomes a living refuge for self and others alike. At their highest expression, Adishitala natives embody the sacred wisdom of serenity as strength. They teach that emotional control is not suppression, but a liberating force that preserves clarity, justice, and compassion, even under the gravest pressures. Their journey is to maintain their crystalline calm without losing the warmth of their humanity, becoming living beacons of peace in a world often scorched by the fires of fear, anger, and despair. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Sudha, Nectar. Sudha, meaning nectar, symbolizes the soul's inheritance of sweetness, life-giving vitality, and the healing balm of unconditional kindness. In the D60 chart, Sudha reveals a destiny shaped around nurturing, rejuvenating, and uplifting others through the power of purity and positivity. This influence suggests a life path where the soul is tasked with spreading nourishment, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, to those who thirst for hope, comfort, and renewal, often becoming a source of quiet strength in a harsh or weary world. The nature of Suda imparts qualities of gentleness, optimism, creativity, and an innate ability to inspire joy. Individuals bearing this influence tend to radiate a soft yet powerful energy, offering sanctuary to those around them simply through their presence. Their sweetness is not naive, but restorative, a deliberate act of faith in the goodness of life despite its hardships. They have an instinctive understanding of how to mend broken spirits, soothe pain, and reawaken hope, often embodying compassion in its purest, most life-affirming form. Talent-wise, Suda natives excel in vocations where healing, nourishment, and inspiration are central. They are natural fits for careers in medicine, holistic wellness, counseling, teaching, hospitality, culinary arts, music, or any creative field that brings comfort and delight to others. Their strength lies in their ability to make life a little sweeter, to ease suffering with kindness, and to remind others, often wordlessly, that beauty, goodness, and renewal are always within reach. Whether through a healing touch, a work of art, or a simple act of caring, they distribute nectar into the lives of all they touch. Professionally, individuals with Suda's influence thrive in environments that allow their nurturing talents to blossom. They gravitate towards roles where service, creativity, and emotional intelligence are valued, often excelling as caregivers, therapists, artists, healers, teachers, or leaders who uplift rather than dominate. Their soul's work is to enrich the world not by force or ambition, but by offering a model of quiet generosity, the unseen yet vital nourishment that sustains communities, heals hearts, and fosters lasting growth. Challenges for Suda natives include the risk of overgiving, emotional depletion, or naivety in trusting those who might take advantage of their goodness. They may also struggle with setting boundaries, sometimes pouring their essence into others without ensuring their own wellspring is replenished. Learning to nourish themselves with the same love and care they so freely offer others is a vital part of their evolution, ensuring that their generosity remains sustainable and empowered rather than sacrificial. The archetypal resonance of Suda aligns with the healer, the caregiver, and the muse. Mythologically, it reflects figures such as Dhanvantari, the divine physician who emerged with the nectar of immortality, or Saraswati, whose flowing wisdom nourishes the soul. Psychologically, Suda represents the archetypal fountain of compassion within the psyche, the part that believes in and cultivates the sacredness of life, despite knowing its fragility and pain. At their highest expression, Suda natives embody the sacred art of nurturing life itself. They teach that sweetness is not weakness, but a profound form of courage, the courage to heal, to trust, and to bless the world with grace. Their journey is to become vessels of living nectar, offering their gifts freely, but wisely, sustaining themselves and others through the pure, transformative power of kindness, creativity, and love. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Ocean of Milk. Peyote, meaning ocean of milk, symbolizes the soul's immense capacity for generosity, emotional depth, and nurturing abundance. In the D60 chart, peyote points to a karmic role where the individual is meant to sustain, enrich, and uplift others, much like the mythic ocean that held the elixir of immortality. This influence suggests a life where expansiveness, patience, and the ability to nurture collective growth become central themes, calling the native to act as a vast, giving reservoir for those in need of comfort, wisdom, or hope. The nature of peyote imparts qualities of magnanimity, emotional vastness, enduring patience, and a quietly powerful nurturing spirit. Individuals under this influence often feel internally connected to something greater than themselves, a deep, boundless reservoir of love, understanding, or creative richness. Their presence is stabilizing, healing, and generous. They carry the rare ability to nourish many at once, offering sustenance whether through tangible support, emotional care, or spiritual upliftment without immediately seeking anything in return. Talent-wise, peyote natives possess exceptional abilities in fields that require long-term vision, caregiving, teaching, or resource management. They are naturally suited to roles such as community leaders, philanthropists, educators, counselors, chefs, healers, or organizers of collective well-being. Their ability to think broadly, include others compassionately, and foster abundance, whether of food, love, knowledge, or opportunity, makes them invaluable in any setting that demands both heart and infrastructure. Their strength lies not just in giving, but in creating systems or environments where nourishment flows sustainably to many. Professionally, individuals influenced by peyote find fulfillment in roles that mirror the qualities of nurturing, expansive care, and inclusive leadership. They may build institutions, found charities, heal communities, or cultivate artistic or spiritual legacies that serve many generations. Their soul's work is to embody abundance, not as personal wealth, but as shared enrichment, guiding others toward flourishing by tending both to the material and emotional landscapes with patience, wisdom, and grace. Challenges for peyote natives include the risk of overextension, emotional exhaustion, or being taken for granted. Their vastness can sometimes make them targets for those who seek to take without giving, or leave them feeling isolated if they are always seen as givers, but rarely recognized as individuals with needs of their own. Learning to balance generosity with discernment, and to nurture themselves as diligently as they nurture others, becomes essential for their long-term fulfillment and well-being. The archetypal resonance of peyote aligns with the Great Mother, the cosmic nurturer, and the abundant source. Mythologically, it reflects the churning of the ocean of milk in Hindu lore, from which the nectar of immortality and countless treasures emerged, symbolizing that, from sustained, patient effort and deep reserves of care, miracles are born. Psychologically, peyote represents the inner capacity for boundless emotional and spiritual giving, the part of the soul that sees connection rather than separation, and that understands sustenance not as charity, but as a sacred duty. At their highest expression, peyote natives embody the timeless force of abundant love. They teach that true nourishment is both an offering and an art, that to sustain others without depleting oneself is a divine balance. Their journey is to become living oceans, deep, vast, endlessly renewing, offering their gifts freely but wisely, ensuring that the waves they send forth carry hope, healing, and life wherever they reach. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Brahmana, Wandering. Brahmana, meaning wandering, symbolizes the soul's restless search for meaning, knowledge, and belonging across many terrains of existence. In the D60 chart, Brahmana points toward a karmic journey where movement, physical, intellectual, or spiritual, is central to evolution. It reflects a destiny where the soul must traverse diverse landscapes, experiences, and ideas, often refusing to settle prematurely, driven by an inner imperative to explore, question, and expand beyond familiar confines. The nature of Brahmana imparts qualities of adaptability, curiosity, non-attachment, and a profound openness to new experiences. Individuals influenced by this principle are often natural seekers, pilgrims of both outer worlds and inner truths. Their temperament carries the lightness of one who knows that permanence is an illusion and that life's richness is revealed through constant exploration. They are drawn to travel, learning, cross-cultural engagement, and fields where change and movement are not just tolerated, but celebrated. Talent-wise, Brahmana natives possess exceptional abilities in domains requiring mobility, versatility, and a broad intellectual or experiential horizon. They are naturally suited for careers in travel, journalism, diplomacy, consulting, research, academia, and spiritual teaching. Their gift lies in their ability to adapt swiftly, gather insights from diverse environments, and weave them into wisdom or innovation. They bring freshness, flexibility, and worldly understanding wherever they go, often serving as bridges between different cultures, ideas, or worlds. Professionally, individuals marked by Brahmana thrive in roles that offer freedom, continual growth, and the opportunity to share their discoveries. Whether they are literal travelers, idea merchants, or soulful wanderers, they rarely feel fulfilled by static roles or rigid routines. Their soul's work is to remain in motion, not for aimlessness, but for continual enrichment, bringing back treasures of insight, wisdom, and connection to share with others who may be more rooted. Challenges for Brahmana natives include the risk of rootlessness, instability, or chronic dissatisfaction. The hunger for the next horizon can make it difficult to commit deeply or stay long enough in one place, whether a relationship, career, or community, to build lasting legacies. They may also struggle with feelings of loneliness, carrying an inner sense of exile even amidst outer freedom. Learning when to pause, to deepen rather than merely drift, becomes crucial for their maturation and emotional fulfillment. The archetypal resonance of Brahmana aligns with the seeker, the wanderer, and the pilgrim. Mythologically, it reflects figures like the eternal traveler, the wisdom-seeking monk, or the bard who collects and disseminates tales across lands. Psychologically, Brahmana represents the aspect of the soul that refuses confinement, preferring fluidity to stagnation, and ever seeking broader truths beyond inherited boundaries. At their highest expression, Brahmana natives embody the sacred journey of lifelong learning and exploration. They teach that the soul's expansion lies not in clinging to one harbor, but in sailing the seas of life with courage, wonder, and openness. Their journey is to move wisely, to gather, to weave, to connect, leaving behind not fixed monuments, but living pathways for others to follow into ever wider realms of experience, understanding, and unity. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Chandrareka, Ray of Moonlight. Chandrareka, meaning Ray of Moonlight, symbolizes the soul's quiet role as a gentle guide, a bearer of hope and subtle illumination in the darker corridors of life. In the D60 chart, Chandrareka points toward a karmic mission to offer emotional sustenance, soft encouragement, and intuitive wisdom, especially when circumstances seem clouded or uncertain. This influence suggests a life in which the soul's presence, often unassuming and tender, becomes a beacon for others navigating confusion, loss, or despair. The nature of Chandrareka imparts qualities of serenity, sensitivity, quiet inspiration, and deeply intuitive emotional intelligence. Individuals influenced by this principle move through life like a soft gleam in the night, often offering comfort without drama and insight without imposition. Their light is not overwhelming or blinding. It is subtle, perceptive, and designed to restore trust, warmth, and quiet hope in the hearts of those who might otherwise feel lost in the shadows. Talent-wise, Chandrareka natives possess a natural ability to soothe, counsel, and creatively uplift others through emotionally resonant means. They excel in fields such as counseling, spiritual guidance, poetry, music, nighttime arts, caregiving, and inspirational leadership. Their talent lies in gently touching the emotional core of others, helping them to see possibilities beyond present difficulties. They often find that their words, presence, or creations awaken hope where there was resignation, calm where there was panic, and clarity where there was confusion. Professionally, individuals touched by Chandrareka thrive in roles that allow their emotional sensitivity, imagination, and compassion to flow outward. They may work as therapists, nurses, artists, healers, night shift workers, or spiritual teachers. Their soul's work is not about grand displays or commanding authority, but about being a soft, steady presence, guiding, reassuring, and reminding others that even the deepest night is but a prelude to dawn. Challenges for Chandrareka natives include the risk of emotional depletion, invisibility, or melancholia. Their subtlety can sometimes lead to being overlooked or undervalued in environments that reward louder, more forceful personalities. They may also absorb the emotional heaviness of those they help, struggling to maintain their own emotional balance. Learning to honor their own needs for rest, recognition, and emotional renewal is essential for them to continue offering their gifts without burning out. The archetypal resonance of Chandrareka aligns with the gentle guide, the moonlit healer, and the inner light bearer. Mythologically, it reflects figures like the nurturing moon deities who watch silently over the night travelers, or the wise sage whose few soft words alter the course of destinies. Psychologically, Chandrareka represents the archetype of subtle intuition, the still, small voice that steers the soul when louder forces fail to lead. At their highest expression, Chandrareka natives embody the quiet, enduring hope that sustains life through uncertainty. They teach that sometimes a soft light is more powerful than a blazing fire, that guidance need not be shouted to be heard, and that healing often comes not from grand intervention, but from steady, loving presence. Their journey is to keep their ray of moonlight alive and pure, nurturing themselves as they nurture others, becoming the unseen hand that gently lifts hearts toward renewal and peace.